This is People Every Day, coming up all about The Bachelor, digging into the ins and outs, ups and downs of Matt James's groundbreaking season of the hit reality show. Plus, Prince Philip leaves the hospital and Prince Harry and Prince William are speaking. It's March 16th. Hello, everyone. This is People Every Day, presented by Macy's. I'm your host, Janine Rubenstein, and it is Tuesday. I want to jump right into things because today we got the news that Prince Philip has left the hospital. He is on the mend and back on the move, so that's great. Plans for his 100th birthday in June can resume. But also, we're in Royals territory right now, so let's talk about that. It has been reported Gayle King has said that semi-estranged brothers Prince Harry and Prince William have spoken. This is, of course, in the wake of Harry and Meghan's bombshell Oprah interview. Last we heard, they weren't in contact, but now news is they have had a talk and that through sources, that talk was less than productive. I mean, I have three siblings and can attest to more than a few less than productive conversations. So hoping that all works out, it usually does. Now on to a very special episode we have for you today. Cue the music. A beautiful episode that may have a few thorns. This, my friends, is People Every Day's first ever after the Final Rose special. Yes, we are talking The Bachelor today, digging into every piece of this groundbreaking, mind-blowing season where we saw Matt James, the franchise's first Black Bachelor, go in wide-eyed, looking for love and finding, losing, and basically opting out of it along the way. There was drama. There was major controversy throughout the season, and we are going to break it down now. Joining me to do that, card-carrying members of Bachelor Nation, Deputy West Coast News Editor Eileen Nahas. Hi, Eileen.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Yay. TV Editor Brianne Heldman.
Hi.
Hello, Brianne. And new to the show, we have Susanna, owner of Bachelor Data Nation, who makes it her duty to crunch the numbers on this show and its huge impact on social media. Hi, Susanna.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So excited to have all of you. Let's get into it. We got to see the big ending, the big finale. It is over. The final rose has been handed out. We got the after show. We got all of these things that people have been waiting for. So first things first, Eileen, let's just go back. Take me back to the beginning of this season. Let's talk about Matt James as a person before everything got so tricky. He wasn't a part of Bachelor franchise. How was he chosen to be the Bachelor?
So historically, bachelors and bachelorettes have usually been chosen from previous casts, but Matt seemed to kind of come out of nowhere. In reality, he was actually cast as a contestant on Claire Crawley's season of The Bachelorette, which, as we all remember, was halted because of COVID. So during that kind of quarantine time, he kind of made a name for himself. He's best friends with Tyler Cameron, who was the runner-up on Hannah Brown's season, and they were kind of this amazing duo during quarantine. Actually, their whole quarantine pod, Hannah included. And they made TikToks and really kind of he kind of made a name for himself during that time. So when it came, producers really started paying attention and realized, hey, maybe instead of bringing this guy back for Claire's season, he should be the new Bachelor. So that's kind of how it all happened and how we got to know Matt.
So, Susanna, I want you to give me bird's eye view since you haven't been on the show before. Your take, what is it about Bachelor that first attracted you? How long have you been a fan? And then take me into Matt as a person, how you think he works for this franchise.
Yeah, so I started watching the show when I was in college. This was around Jake Pavelka's season, so it's well over a decade ago. I think this season has been in particular, you know, very interesting to look at, especially because Matt James is our first lead in a very long time who wasn't a contestant. You know, it's interesting. I actually enjoyed his premiere more than any premiere in recent years. I was so excited for his season. I love the change in the scenery. I think this season was kind of overshadowed by a lot of bullying within the women of the household. And then also all the controversies around Rachel's past. I think that really overshadowed Matt's season.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think especially for somebody who's never done this before and night one had no clue what was going on and had to sit down with Chris Harrison to be like, hey, what am I supposed to do? I think he did pretty well this season.
Yeah. Okay. Rapid fire. Brianne, I know you're married. Eileen, you're married. Susanna, are you married?
I have a boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend. Okay. We're all taken, but let's take that out of the picture. Brianne, would you marry, not marry, I'm jumping the gun. Would you date, based on everything you know from this season, would you date Matt James? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Susanna, would you date Matt James?
No, way too social.
Eileen?
I wouldn't either. I don't want to be mean. I just, yeah, I did not come away with, he's not the kind of man I'm looking for, was looking for when I was looking.
Well, let's talk about why, because it's not because of the looks, right? He's gorgeous.
No.
He's gorgeous. He's a gorgeous man. But he had his quirks, you know, for sure. Like he admits to them. Like, let's listen into one thing that happened that a lot of people talked about, and it came up on some of the after show.
Some of the women have been giving me a hard time about kissing with my eyes open. But eye contact's a really big thing for me. I don't have the best eyesight, but when you're right there and you're just like glancing over her face, it's just like, wow, you're gorgeous.
Brianne, deal what breaker. Is your take? Deal breaker?
No.
Kissing with the eyes open?
No.
It's cringy.
Also, like every time I've seen that clip, I'm like, dude, get some glasses then. He says his eyesight isn't very good, so that's his chance to really see how beautiful their faces are. Get some glasses and close your dang eyes.
Have either any of you ever dated a guy that kissed with his eyes open?
No.
Not that I know of.
Because your eyes were closed, so you shouldn't right. know. You shouldn't
you
know. Okay, let's talk about the ladies. Eileen, who were some of your faves this season?
It's interesting because, as Susanna mentioned, a lot of the great ladies were overshadowed by some of these bullies and some of the kind of nastiness that went on, which to me felt the most egregious of all the seasons. We've always had kind of some cattiness, but this season was really above and beyond. You know, when Heather came in kind of mid-season, it was just not a pretty picture. So it just makes all the women who were kind of did seem like decent, sweet girls stand out even more. One of them, and I know Brianne agrees with me on this, is Abigail, who is just, she straight out of the gate, she's actually the first hearing impaired person who has ever been a contestant on the show. She came right out with Matt and told him, you know, she was born deaf, and Matt was really taken with her from the beginning. She just had this, she has this incredible spirit and attitude. And I know a lot of people were really, really rooting for Abigail.
Wow. And Susanna, I'm wondering who, since you crunched the numbers, who got the most airtime out of all the women this season?
Great question. So going into hometowns, it was Sarah, Victoria, and Katie in that order. And they led the pack with the screen time for the whole season. What was interesting is that Sarah, going into hometowns, had the most featured screen time, even though she went home in the first few episodes. That definitely changes once you get down to the final four, just yeah. because the majority of the episode goes to select few number of people.
Yeah. What about you, Brianne? Really quickly, who would you have given your rose to?
I mean, Abigail is my favorite, one of my favorite contestants, maybe of all time. I just loved her so, so much. And I think she really did get screwed by all of the drama that sucked all of the life out of the room sometimes. But I do think Serena P would have been Matt's pick if she hadn't decided Matt wasn't her pick.
Got it.
That's my hot take.
Okay. Hot takes. So you mentioned it, Susanna. The producers gave a lot of time to Queen Victoria. Even for people who don't watch The Bachelor, they heard about Victoria and they were like, who is this woman on TV that everyone's talking about? So for listeners who don't watch the show, can you just break down who she was and how her role as this season's villain played to fans?
Yeah, so she came in night one in a tiara
and
a princess dress.
Excuse me, princess, but the queen is here.
Okay. And very much played up the role of Queen Victoria. And what I think was really interesting this season, and a lot of fans did vocalize this, was that her drama that she instigated was pretty triggering for a lot of people. And myself, back to middle school drama, I really felt like I was back in those days. And it felt very different than previous year's drama. What I found interesting this season is that her Instagram growth shows a very big difference from previous villains on this show. So we've seen people like Crystal, Corinne, Olivia Caridi, or even if we look on the male side, you know, Luke Parker, they hit hundreds of thousands of followers even before they go on to Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
But this season with Victoria, we only saw her peak at 64,000 followers. So it's really not a lot compared to the hundreds of thousands that we normally see from this show.
Wow. Okay. So the tide is turning on, you know, kind of supporting that mean girl spirit. What is your opinion just off the bat? Like, do you think they'll reel that element in?
I think there's definitely a tide turning. And I wonder too, in future seasons, if there was this much frustration about how catty the house was this year, I think, and I hope that there's going to be change in editing in future seasons.
For sure. Rapid fire, funniest or favorite moment really quickly before we get into some other stuff. Eileen, funniest favorite moment.
Oh, can I say most awkward? It was the date with Katie and the massage parlor where they were massaging Tyler. It was weird, but I know that some people loved it, some people hated it, but it was definitely a standout.
Date and massage parlor. Yeah. Okay. Brianne?
I loved the one-on-one date where they were riding bicycles and
you were gonna hit me.
Matt was like, no, I won't run into you. And 30 seconds later ran into her and knocked her off.
And what about you, Susanna?
I think it was Serena P on the ATV date when he was like, trust me, you're going to be fine. And then he whipped her off and she fell off the ATV.
Matt,
come
on.
There was a lot of injuries on these dates, man.
I would have to say it's the, you know, I love you so much. Thank you for sharing.
I love that I get to tell you that I'm in love with you.
Thank you for sharing that again with me.
Thank you for sharing. After the break, more on the Bachelor controversy heard round the world. Stay tuned.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now I am back with my bevy of Bachelor Nation beauties. You guys like that alliteration? to talk about the rest of the season and just the weight that was placed on this season. A lot of talk about racism, racial insensitivity, discrimination, things that have been going on for years within Bachelor Nation and all of that coming to a head this year with Matt James' season. This almost felt like a tale of two seasons, I guess. So, Susanna, I want to talk about the drama with Rachel Kirkconnell and or Kirkconnell in terms of the timelines, because we were existing in reality, real reality, when we were all learning about this and then what was actually happening on the show. So when were you introduced to the drama surrounding her and her past?
So it was pretty early on in the season that we started to see questions on her past and pictures coming out about things that she's liked on Instagram, parties that she's attended. And it was pretty early on that we started to see that, you know, in her past, she's been, you know, as she has said, ignorant and not understanding of some of the events that she's participated in her life. You know, I think what was interesting this season was, as you said, there was a lot of pressure on it. We had our first Black Bachelor. We also had historically the most diverse cast ever put on a season. Up until this season, the majority has always been white. This season, 65% of the cast were people of color. So there was definitely a lot of pressure on casting. But I think on top of that, you know, the screen time that we saw this season, it was majority given to the white contestants, even though they weren't the majority.
And so, Brianne, where do things stand with, we found out, of course, last night that Rachel was his choice. Where do things stand now with the couple for those who didn't see last night?
So on After the Final Rose last night, they revealed that Rachel and Matt are no longer together, that they did leave the show together. They did have what Matt called a honeymoon phase. They showed us pictures of them happy together, but things started to unravel once the show started airing and some of these other things started coming to light. And eventually they broke up. Rachel described it as being blindsided, but that seems surprising.
But he didn't propose, right? He didn't propose on the show. So it can't really be too blindsided. But in the moment, he didn't know about all of this stuff that came out about her, right?
Right. He was dealing with some of his own various issues with his family and his upbringing and how he feels about relationships and if he truly felt ready to propose and ultimately decided that he didn't.
I feel like I'm telling you, I have a girlfriend who historically just chooses, you know, the wrong guys. And I asked her at the beginning of the season, I was like, hey, won't name her name. What do you think of Matt James? And she's like, oh my God, he's so amazing. I love him. And I'm like, nope, he's not the one. He is not the one. He's just not ready. Susanna, what about you? Like when we're talking about just putting these casts together, you know, you said there was a lot of pressure on there. Has vetting ever been like a topic of discussion with Bachelor?
It's definitely been a problem in the past. You know, as soon as the cast is dropped, there is a lot of lurking that's done where people will go and dig through people's past. But, you know, likes on Instagram, that's always been a problem in the past with some contestants, which is very hard to track down, especially these days. You can't just search, you know, a certain person's Instagram account to see what pictures they've liked. You have to be looking at pictures and follow them. And then it just happens to be one of the people who liked it. So it really takes a lot of people to be digging through somebody's history to be able to find that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. And then we have Chris Harrison. So Eileen, walk us through that drama, you know, longtime host and what his future is with the show.
Chris has, of course, been hosting since 2002, since the very first episode of this show, of The Bachelor. And what happened was that last month he gave an interview with Rachel Lindsay on Extra, and he appeared to pretty much defend Rachel's actions and Rachel's past racist behavior and whether she knew it or not. And what happened after that was really swift. I mean, people reacted. No one was happy with that interview, and certainly with the way that Chris came off in the interview. Rachel herself said it. She said his privilege was on display. She said that afterwards. And from then on, it was kind of his fate was a little bit decided, at least in the rest of this season. He eventually came out with a statement saying that he was going to step away from the show, and he did not host the After the Final Rose special. And he did he has spoken out. He spoke out to Michael Strahan on GMA, but even that apology didn't seem to be very...
Seemed like Michael Strahan wasn't having it either.
Yeah, didn't seem to be very satisfactory. So at this point, Chris's future with the show is still kind of up in the air. He is not going to be hosting the upcoming season of The Bachelorette. And, you know, time will tell. Kind of, he certainly wants to come back to the show. He's been very vocal about that. This is his show. He's an executive producer, so he's very heavily involved behind the scenes as well. So, you know, ultimately, we'll see what'll happen. Time will tell.
Susanna, do fans want him to return? Like, what's your sense on where people are falling in this debate?
It's mixed, and both sides are pretty vocal. There are a lot of people coming to Chris's defense saying that he should still be on this upcoming season of The Bachelorette. We also are seeing a lot of people calling for him to be fired permanently. And it's a mix, and it's going to be hard to really tell where fans stand until, you know, this news story kind of cools off. You know, we're seeing his Instagram numbers grow like crazy. We're also seeing Rachel Lindsay and Rachel Kirkconnell's Instagram followers grow like crazy. So it could be, you know, people just wanting to watch the drama go down. People could be falling out of support. You know, there's a ton of reasons why that data could be showing that.
Quickly, last night, Emmanuel Acho, who famously launched, Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man, his hit YouTube series, replaced host Chris Harrison to have these uncomfortable conversations.
I think we need to all collectively do a better job of acknowledging that history is meant to be remembered, but not all history is meant to be celebrated.
Yeah.
Overall, you guys, just tell me, how do you think he did? Eileen?
I think he did great. I think there was, as you mentioned, very uncomfortable conversations, but he was able to really ask the right questions. And, you know, he wanted some answers, too. You could tell that he wasn't going to let someone get away with.
Yeah, for sure. And just to go back to Matt James, he said he talked about the pressure and that this was, just really difficult for him. He said, I wasn't okay being the first Black bachelor dealing with all that, because it was in that moment and the conversation that I had with Rachel that she might not understand what it means to be Black in America. So it was just really, really impactful. Just to close it out, you guys, what are your final thoughts about last night and about the franchise as a whole?
The franchise needs to shake things up. This is certainly this whole season was, first of all, it's still insane that it took 25 seasons to have a Black lead. Like, let's not lose sight of that. And then on top of that, for race to have been the big conversation this season, it was important, it was necessary, it was long overdue. And so are the changes that hopefully will come to this franchise.
For sure. And just looking forward, we have some Bachelorette news out there. Take us through what we're hearing is to come, Brianne.
Well, we've got two Bachelorettes. We have back-to-back seasons, which is unprecedented. So we will have Katie, the woman who showed up on day one with Matt with her vibrator. She will be leading the next season. And then we will likely have a season of Bachelor in Paradise. And then this fall, Michelle, Matt James's runner-up, will be the Bachelorette and running her fall season. But on top of all that, we also, so obviously Chris Harrison stepped away for Katie's season of the Bachelorette. We do know that Tayshia Adams and Caitlin Bristow, former Bachelorettes, will be coming to assist and guide and mentor Katie, not so much host. They're specifically not using the word host, right, Eileen?
Okay.
Yes, they're essentially, they're not exactly taking over Chris's job at this point, but they're jumping on to kind of, provide that support, provide some advice. And the conversations that Tayshia and Caitlin will be able to have with Katie are going to be so different than Chris would have had.
Well, this was great. This was great. You guys, thank you so, so much for all of this.
Of course. We could always talk. I could talk about Bachelor all day.
Well, we did, and I loved it. So thanks, guys. Have a great one, all of you.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Brianne Heldman, Eileen Nahas, and owner of Bachelor Data Nation, Susanna. For more on The Bachelor, head over to people.com. And now, a little something to make you smile. 2020 was a devastating year for a number of reasons. Not only the pandemic, but a wave of natural disasters as well. They hit people really hard. For a number of residents in Lake Charles, Louisiana, their homes were nearly destroyed by back-to-back hurricanes. Enter Kelly Clarkson and NBC's Kelly Clarkson Show. She recently teamed up with Wayfair to help some of those deserving families who suffered major loss. Listen to this.
You are so sweet and so kind. We're just really excited that we could give you the home that you absolutely deserve.
One woman, Miss Martha, just recently took her first step inside her newly renovated home, thanks to Kelly and team, and she was overwhelmed.
Wow! Look at this! This is so beautiful.
Kudos to them for just doing a good thing. And you guys, have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.